Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 6, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 14th, 1974, in Paris, France.
Human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life.
Anti Narayana Sthiti, at the time of death, if you can remember Narayana, Narayana or Krishna, the same thing, then your life is better. Whatever you do, in a Bengal, there is a proverb, it is called, bhajan kara sadhan kara motte janle har. Mane, you may be very big, stalwart spiritualist, or yogis, or there are so many big, big things. So, whatever you do, that is all right. Because they say that everything is leading to the Supreme, this way or that way. That has been described as Sankhya Yoga, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, so many things they have manufactured, that's all right. And you say that whatever path we may follow, ultimately we go to the same goal. That is very nice. Provided, if you actually go to the same goal. Otherwise it's misleading. And that is described. So never mind, you say that whatever path one may take, it leads to the same goal. We accept it. And that is described here. Ante Narayana Smriti. Whatever you have done may be very good, but at the time of death, if you forget Narayana, then it is all useless. All useless. Because that is the point. At the time of death, what is your mentality? At that time, if your mentality is Narayana, then it is successful, you will be transferred to the spiritual world and be associated with the Narayana. You get the complete perfection. But at the time of death, if you think of your dog, then you go to become a dog. Finished all your Sankhya Yoga and philosophy and yoga practice, all go to hell. You become a dog. That is wanted. So unless you practice, if that is the point, that one has to remember Narayana at the time of death, then why not directly practice? This is practice. The deity is there. The form of Narayana or Krishna is there. If you always be engaged in Lord Krishna's service, you have got the impression of Krishna always within your heart, and if you continue it, somehow or other, then your life is successful. Otherwise, big, big talks, nose pressing and keeping the head down, and you can do that, waste your time in that way. But whether it is guaranteed that at the time of your death you shall remember Krishna and Narayana, that is what. Anti Narayana Smriti, the Sukadeva Goswami says, the authority says. So this Bengali proverb, bhajan karo sadhan karo motte janda. You are very good transcendentalist, you are practicing so many nice things, that's all right. But do you know how to dodge And that is the point. If you die with God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then your life is successful. So Narayana is the transcendental personality of Godhead beyond the material creation. Narayana is not a person. The Mayavadi says Narayana is also a person like us. So I can remember anyone. I can remember my husband or my child. Still I am going to the same goal. No. That's not possible. Therefore it is particularly said, Ante Narayana Smriti. Not your other friend or other demigod or other. No, Narayana Smriti. So everything that is created, sustained, and at the end annihilated is within the compass of Mahatattva or material things. Anything. That in another place it is said, the dharma samistita pungsang visakshena kathasuja nutpada idratin jadi samayi vayi kevalam. That is also referred here, that itavanu sankhu yugabhya big sannyasis, they are discussing sankhu yuga, metaphysics. Or analyzing what is spirit, what is matter, neti neti, not this. This is called Sankhya Yoga. And Sankhya Yoga, original Sankhya Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. Because the Sankhya Yoga system, philosophy, was spoken by Kapil Dev, the son of Devahuti. That is purely Bhakti Yoga. Later on, one atheist, he also assumed the name of Kapila and discussed Sankhya Yoga, that is materialistic analysis. The Sankhya Yoga system of philosophy is very much like in Europe, in Western countries, because it is a system of metaphysics analyzing the whole cosmic manifestation. There are 24 tattvas, just like these 5 tattvas, elements, material, earth, water, air, fire, ether, then 10 senses, 5 senses for acquiring knowledge, and 5 senses for enjoying. And the 5, 5, 10 and 5 elements, 15, then 5 principles of enjoyment. They are called talk, touching, smelling, like. Anyway, there are 24 elements and mind, intelligence, ego, and the principal soul. In this way, there are 24 elements. The Sankhya Yogis, they very much analyze this study. They are of the opinion that besides these 24 elements, there is nothing more. No, there is. The 24 elements, one who is combining and annihilating, that is the Supreme Lord, Pradhan, Vishnu. So Sankhya Yoga, either you take this Kapil Dev's philosophical principle or that Kapil Dev, that's all right. But after analyzing, if you do not find out Narayana, the creator of this material atmosphere, material element, then it is useless laboring so much hard for analyzing. Just like the chemist or physicist, they are also analyzing the material elements within the laboratory. But that does not mean they are going to be liberated at the end of life. No. If you want to be liberated, because after all, you are spirit soul. You are entangled with these 24 elements. Your real business is how to get out of it. That is wanted. Suppose if you are a disease fellow, or you analyze the disease, just like in the, what is called pathology. It's called pathology. The doctor examines your blood and he finds out this is infection, that is infection, this is this. That's all that. But simply by understanding the blood analysis pathology does not mean it is cure. The cure is different. Similarly, these Sankhya-yogi philosophers, they may analyze very critically. They can count the atom which is composing this whole material atmosphere. But that does not mean you have understood the original force which has created all these things. That is discussed here. Itavan Sankhya-yogam. So you become a very big scientist, very big physicist, chemist, that is all right. But you must know how to remember Narayana at this time of your death. An interesting story has been described by our Satsang Maharaj in the Back to Garden. The learned scholar and the boatman. The boatman in Bengal, there are many rivers, and the people generally transport by boat service. So, a learned scholar from Calcutta, say, was going home in the village on a boat, and he was very happy. So he was asking the boatman, "My dear boatman, do you know what are these stars, this astronomy, how they are working?" "No, sir, I do not know." "Oh, your life is 25% lost. You do not know." Then after some time, "You know the geology, how this earth, water, they are working?" He said, "No, sir, I'm a poor man, what can I know?" "No, you have 50% of your life." Then, all of a sudden, there was a cloud, black cloud on the sky, and there was a storm. Then at that time, the boatman asked, "Sir, do you know how to swim?" "No, I do not know." "Then 100% you are lost." "You are going to be drowned." "He jumped and he drowned." So this is the point. You are trying to understand the whole analytical study of the material world. That is very good. But if you do not know how to remember Narayana at the time of death, then you are going to be cats and dogs. That's all. Because you are very fond of dog, especially in Western countries, every gentleman, every lady has a dog. So what do you think at the time of the dog? So that is nature's law. Janjangamapi smaranabhavam tajattanti kalivanam, you find in Bhagavad. At the time of death, the mental condition which have created, that will carry you to the next body. Therefore, don't create your mind doggish. Make it Krishna conscious. And that is very nice. Then at the time of death, you remember Krishna and you will transfer to the Krishna Lord. That is described. Itavan sankhujugabhyam. Therefore, it is advised, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. Practice Krishna consciousness. That will save you. Otherwise, janmalava parapuman. Janmalava parapumsam anti. This janmalava para. Janmalava. Janmalava means getting a type of birth. So there are different types of birth. The so-called scientists, physicists, they do not know why there are so many varieties of life. Why not only human beings? Why there is cat, there is dog, there is rat, there is fly, and there is serpent, there is tree, there is creeper, there is fish, there is so many. 8,400,000 species of life. So they are also taking their birth by father and mother. The insect or the cats and dog or human being, the process of birth is the same. Father and mother. Anywhere you go. Therefore one Vaishnava poet has sung, janame janame sabe pitamata par. Krishna Guru nahi mile bhajoho yaar. Every birth, either you take birth as man or cat or dog or insect, there is father. Father and mother you'll get in any type of birth, but not Guru and Krishna. Therefore, this birth is meant for achieving Guru and Krishna. Father and mother you'll get. Anyway. Even you become a serpent, there is father and mother. And that is the way. Abba. Therefore, janmana jayate sudra. Even in human society. Every man is born a sudra. Samaskarat bhavidhija. He requires a second birth. By samskar, reform. Just like we give second birth. Initiation. The second birth, the father is the spiritual master and the mother is the Veda. The first birth is taken by the material father and mother. Similarly, second birth, Dija, is possible by the spiritual master, the father, and Vedic knowledge, mother. This father and mother. So that is required. And that is possible in the human form of life. A cat is born by father and mother. And you are also born by father. But the cat is not, dog is not eligible to take the second father and mother. That is not possible. So if you do not take the privilege of accepting the second father and mother, then what is the difference between your birth and the dog's birth? That is stated. Janmalava parapuma, pumisham. You have got this human form of body, the best body. That is the instruction of all Vedic literature. Simply stretching. But what is this material civilization? Simply working like cats and dogs, the same eating, sleeping, sex, intercourse and defense. There are so many buildings in your city, Paris. Where is the culture to make the human life perfect? You have got very nice buildings. There is intelligence. So many nice buildings. People come to see the building. But that is not all. Simply, if you utilize your intelligence, certainly there is intelligence. But if you use your intelligence for the simply material activities, then you are not intelligent. You are a fool. That is described. Janmalava parapuma. You must make a cultural institution where people may take education how to remember Narayana at the time of death. That is required. That is useless. What is the value? You waste your so much time to construct a very nice house, but at the time of death you could not remember Narayana, you remember your very nice friend, dog. Then what is the value? What is the value? They do not understand this. That there is life after death. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumarajo manamjara tatha dehantara prapti. As you are changing your body from childhood to boyhood, boyhood, it's very simple philosophy. The rascal will not understand. I am changing my body. You may say growth, but it is change. I had a childhood body, that body is different from my this present body, it is changed. Therefore, I have already changed my body so many ways, so many times. And I change my body after this body is no more useful. That is going on. No more useful. That is example is given. I am putting on this sweater. But when it is torn, no more is I get it out. I get another new. Bhāsāṁsi jinnāni jathā vihāt, navāni ginnāti jathā parāṁ. Everything is cleansed. This is dress only. This body is dress. Therefore we do not give on the bodily dress. We give stress on the soul. We do not make any distinction that is a Hindu dress, Muslim dress, Christian dress, black dress, white dress. No, no, we have nothing to do with the dress. We have to do with the soul within the dress. He is part and parcel of Krishna. He has forgotten Krishna. Therefore he is suffering. Therefore our movement is to revive his Krishna consciousness and go back to home, back to God. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Ante Narayana Smriti. It is very important movement. Those who are very intelligent, they can take to it. Or you become intelligent and not intelligent. But no, at least, unless one is pious, he cannot take to this movement. But somehow or other, if you take this movement, then your this valuable life is successful. Janvalava parapnusa. This is not cats and dogs life. This is human form life. Utilize it properly. Properly means to become Krishna conscious. Not dog conscious, cat conscious, or this conscious. No, we will not help you. Krishna conscious. Then we'll be able to remember Krishna at the time of death, and your this valuable life is properly utilized. Thank you very much.
Thank you.